From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Sundance Film Festival opens tonight in Park City, Utah, a 10-day showcase of independent films. It's expected to draw some 40,000 producers, actors, distributors, filmmakers, and movie buffs. The festival, though, has largely ignored one independent film genre that was born right in its backyard. Mormon cinema, as it's called, is thriving in Utah and in Mormon communities elsewhere. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
It's only been 3 years since distinctly Mormon films targeting Mormon audiences have played in multiplexes coast to coast.
We know where every single Mormon on the face of this planet lives. We have picked our audience, and we are catering directly to them. We know what they like, and we'll hit them head on.
Dave Hunter is co-founder of Hailstorm Entertainment, a Utah-based company which produces and distributes films for the Mormon market, the so-called Jello Belt.
There's 11 million members of the church right now. 5 million of them live in America. 1.5 million of them live in Utah. 750,000 of them live in California. And maybe 10% of those will go see the film. So if that boils down to 200,000 or 300,000 people that will actually pay for that, that will justify our box and us doing it.
That formula worked for the Hailstorm film Singles Ward, the first comedy in the Mormon cinema genre. Everything in Singles Ward is an inside joke, from the title to the music to the Mormon cultural references in every scene, including this one featuring Utah cops making a traffic stop with guns drawn.
Put the casserole down and step away from the minivan.
Non-Mormons could use subtitles to make sense of Singles Ward, which seems to be the point. Producer Dave Hunter.
Nobody really understands us or knows us, so to think that people outside of our concentrated Mormon areas are going to be interested in a Mormon story, we kind of feel that the rest of the world doesn't really care about the Mormons a lot.
Singles Ward didn't need the rest of the world. It played in more than 160 theaters, sold more than 100,000 videos, and reaped close to $1 million in total profits. That's a blockbuster in Mormon cinema, and it's not the first.
Hi, I'm Elder Dalton. This is my companion, Elder Allen. We're missionaries from the Church of Jesus Christ.
Listen, I'm a little busy.
Mormon missionaries are a common theme in Mormon cinema, and they're the focus of God's Army, the very first film in the genre. It has its comic roots, but it's mostly a story about faith and the challenges to faith.
Didn't I tell somebody to take out this trash?
I'll do it in a minute. I'm talking to somebody here.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Families can have the promise that if they live worthy, they can endure forever, not just until death.
You're telling me that even after I'm dead, I'm going to be with my family and all?
That's right.
Look, guys, I really don't think I'm interested.
God's Army grossed more than $2.6 million in ticket sales alone, close to 10 times what it cost to make. That's peanuts compared to a Hollywood movie, but it triggered the boom in Mormon cinema. Richard Dutcher wrote, produced, directed, and starred in God's Army, and is in Los Angeles now, filming another missionary story.
I felt it was important for us to have our own voice, you know, to stop letting Hollywood represent us and start representing ourselves. One of the greatest compliments I've received about my films is people who say that the people feel real. They feel like people that they know. And that's a great compliment, because before God's Army, we didn't really have any films that we could point to and say, hey, that's us.
Dutcher complains that Hollywood often portrays Mormons as radical, fanatical, insane fundamentalists. But he's not entirely pleased with how Mormons portray themselves. And on that, he's echoed by Sean Means, the film critic at the Salt Lake Tribune.
People want to see something they recognize, and they want to see something that's sort of safe and familiar. And most of these LDS movies are very safe and familiar. They are all about the culture and the sort of jokes about green jello and funeral potatoes and too many dishes at the potluck. And there's not a lot of discussion about what it really means to be a Mormon.
Means believes the genre may wear out its audience if it doesn't focus on more meaningful stories and quality production. Filmmaker Richard Dutcher agrees.
If the movies don't continue to become better, then the movement's just going to atrophy and die. If people just jump into it and try to make a quick buck, there may be some short-term returns, but in the long term, I think it's going to be very destructive for the whole niche.
There are some critically acclaimed exceptions, including Dutcher's Brigham City, a Mormon murder mystery, but it didn't do well at the box office. The Other Side of Heaven is the genre's best-known, best-looking, and best-distributed film, and it was panned mercilessly by critics. One of the newest Mormon films has been purged of all Mormon references. Adam Abel is the producer of Saints and Soldiers, which won awards at 7 film festivals, including Telluride.
We've shown the film all over the United States, you know, in Florida and Indiana specifically, where there's obviously a large concentration of Christians, and unfortunately, Christians at times don't have a great regard for Mormons. And, well, we've had a lot of people who love the movie, and unfortunately, I think if they thought it was a Mormon, they may just automatically think it's a bad thing rather than taking it for what it's worth and understand that there's principles that are presented that are across the board.
Saints and Soldiers features a former Mormon missionary nicknamed Deacon who sought converts in Germany, then fought Germans in the war. He and 4 others are trapped behind enemy lines when they capture a German soldier who Deacon recognizes from his mission.
Deacon, where is he? Where's the Kraut, Deacon? You let him go.
You let him go!
No, Deacon!
Saints and Soldiers is considered one of Mormon cinema's best bets yet for crossover appeal. It's set for release this spring.
Hey, Joyce, I'm calling from Excel Entertainment. We release a lot of the LDS films that you've probably heard about or seen. And a new LDS film's coming out.
In an office park in Salt Lake City, marketers staff phone and computer banks, pitching Mormon films to Mormons in cities across the country. They've been able to place films into more than 300 theaters in every major market. 36 more films are planned, including a $12 million epic about the life of Mormon founder Joseph Smith. It has Val Kilmer and F. Murray Abraham tentatively cast in lead roles. Also in the works are more Mormon comedies, some with soundtracks that even punch up sedate Mormon hymns.
Come, come, ye saints, no toil nor labor fear.
Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.